Live on the Captain's Log. How are you? This is episode 2, the Captain's Log with Janet Williams. I have a real live tramp in the car.
Yes, you do.
I do.
You probably had more. They just didn't call themselves tramp.
They didn't refer to it specifically like that. Put your seatbelt on. This is going to be a dangerous ride.
I know it is. I'm with the captain.
Welcome aboard. This is the Captain's Log. I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you hang on, we're going to give away some tickets to see you tonight at Off the Hook Comedy Club. How great is that?
Hey, that's great because I have a lot of advice for every single age.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And you travel all around, so you have some good stories.
Oh, I have great stories. And if I don't have great stories, I'll make it up.
That's all right. So I don't even know if I know how you got the tramp name.
Okay. I got all my husbands together in one meeting room, and that's the name that they came up with. Others could not be used on the air, but that's the one that stuck.
That one you figured at least it's universal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you how many husbands there were.
There was at least one.
Well, there's more than one, and I love wedding cake. I didn't realize you could order a wedding cake without getting married. So once I realized that, I quit getting married.
Yeah, you stopped.
Yeah, I'll just get a cake.
That's good. Now, what's your favorite flavor?
I like almond cake with cream cheese icing. But that's very specific. Let me tell you, I love the carrot cake at Off the Hook.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's good.
It is the best.
It is good. I like it myself.
And I know what is good to eat and what's not good to eat.
How do you explain that?
Well, if it's really not good to eat, it's not good for you. It doesn't taste well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, the things that always are good to eat are usually not good for you.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's a really good artery clogger.
Then they're usually delicious.
Delicious, no doubt.
Like a fried Oreo. Damn, those are good.
Oh, I've never had one.
You never had a fried Oreo?
No.
Wait, you're from Tennessee.
I know.
Don't they fry everything?
We do not fry everything in Tennessee.
Yes, you barbecue or fry it. Okay. I don't think you have other options.
We barbecue or fry it, that's true. We just eat unusual things. Like, I bet you've never had a barbecue possum.
No.
No.
Wait, can you eat possum?
You can.
I thought you'd get like...
It's roadkill. If it's happened within 10 minutes, that meat's still good.
Really?
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I thought you can't eat possum. They give you that disease.
What disease?
Oh, that's an armadillo.
Yeah, oh, you wouldn't want an armadillo.
Yeah, you can't eat armadillo. Kills you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they carry
it. That fish that you order, you have to sign off that...
Oh, the puffer? The blowfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to sign off to eat it.
Yeah.
I'm not signing off on anything.
I have kids. Yeah. I got to take care of them. What happened to Dad? He ate too much.
If I had kids, I'd be eating that by the truckload.
You would cast net them all day?
No. I don't want a contract. Just bring me tartar sauce.
Would you fry it or would you just grill it? Raw. Right down the hatch? The whole thing?
Fry.
Yeah?
Well, didn't we just discuss
you
the
eat
salad?
A lot of fry, yeah.
Yeah. Do you eat biscuits?
Oh, I love biscuits.
I make the best biscuits.
Oh, really? Yeah. In 10 years you've been working the club? I get no biscuits. None. Not a damn freaking crumb.
Okay, the next time I come, biscuits are on the table.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
Oh, no problem.
I'm going to hold you to it.
No problem.
Damn,
no biscuits.
There. I got no biscuits. I got nothing.
I know.
No fried chicken. No barbecue.
Oh, I make great fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. She makes everything great. Everything is great. We just can't taste it.
Here's the deal. You get a thin girl, it's microwavable.
Yeah.
That's it. You get a heavy set woman, we cook.
Yeah.
And we cook in iron skillets.
Oh, I like a good iron skillet.
Oh, yeah.
I like a cornbread done in my iron skillet. Oh, tell me you make the best cornbread, too.
I don't make the best cornbread.
Okay,
but
that's
I do
good.
Make the best
that's
biscuits.
Good. That's good. I'm happy you didn't tell me that, too, because everything is the best, but I get none of it. It's really depressing me.
This is my show. Hey, and next time I come in, we're going to have fried chicken and biscuits.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's done.
Wait, what kind? I love chicken fingers, but I say chicken finger because I'm from Boston. So I love chicken fingers. I eat them all the time.
I know.
But I don't like just like the, like, you know, the Tyson store-bought chicken.
No.
I like what I call chicken finger, but I like the breast fried, like regular, like fried chicken. Because sometimes on the bone, I'm not a big fan. of fried chicken. I'll eat chicken on the bone, no problem. But fried chicken, sometimes I like just the breast.
Right. And I cook I fry boneless chicken breasts.
Oh, you fry the boneless chicken?
Oh, yeah.
What about, like, you know what I have not fried is, I do it a lot, eat a lot in the Asian restaurants. They'll eat the thigh. That'll be boneless, and that's dark meat.
Right.
Right? So that's good. I should fry that.
I'm not big on dark meat.
No?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No. Well, what are you going to do? We'll try.
You can't
Maybe we'll go back to the biscuits. What are you going to tell me?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Fried chicken and biscuits. It doesn't get any better than that.
Randy says Midwest girls cook great. Well, Randy, you haven't cooked. The tramp hasn't cooked. I'm sitting here. I do all the cooking. I do the cooking, the talking, the feeding, the eating.
And now we've got vodka and rum.
Yeah.
You're doing the alcohol thing, too.
I'm doing the work of the Lord, I think. I'm bringing food to the table.
I'm telling you, Jesus sent you.
Turning water into vodka. It's not easy. I'm doing it, though. It's not easy.
I've got this laryngitis thing.
Yeah.
And I think your vodka is going to heal me.
Well, I'm going to do the rum, too. I think you need a little rum.
Rum?
Yeah, because it would be a little, you know, a little sweeter on you for you.
Not a problem.
You sweet. You need a little sweetness in
your life. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you need sweetness. Because old people are angry. And I'll tell you why. Not all of them. But they are for good reason.
Yeah, what's that?
You know, it's I have, you know, friends my age, and I'm 70. And they're like, can you believe that girl is hanging out of that top with those breast implants? And, you know, look how short her skirt is. They're saying that because they can't wear that.
Yeah.
If I had breast implants, I would make Dolly Parton look flat-chested.
Yeah, you would get...
I would be touching the dash.
Would you get big ones?
Huge, huge.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd want people to stare at me, and then I go, you can touch these if you buy me some rum from Captain Brian.
Just that's it. That's all they have to do.
That's all.
What
that's
if
it.
A bunch of people, what if it's shots all around?
Not a problem. I got them covered because I got those big knockers.
Yeah, yeah. And would you dress them up or would you just...
Oh, no. No. Being, you know, touching the dashboards dress up enough.
Yeah, that's good enough to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all the entrance they need.
Right.
I hear you.
And I love the young girls that wear all these high heels or sparkly. You know,
bless those girls. I love them too.
Oh, I know. Men love that. And I understand why. I totally understand why.
Why?
Because they're in heat.
The men?
Men are in heat 24/7. And when you meet a woman and she goes, oh, I love everything about you. And then you marry her. She wants you to change your socks.
She wants
don't
nothing.
Wear those shoes.
Absolutely.
She likes nothing about you that nothing. She loved before the big ring.
That's right. What is that?
We're bitches.
Oh. So you all get together and make that pact beforehand?
Oh, no, we could never get together because we hate each other. We do this on our own.
That's true. Why is it that women always want to have guy friends, but they don't want to have girlfriends?
Well, I'll tell you what.
When the girls go out, though, then it's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You got a cock blocker.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah. You know, women are their own worst enemies. You know, collectively, we could rule the world. But we're so petty about things, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know why we're like that.
I don't either.
I don't have any idea. But I've always worked predominantly in male environments, and I love working with men.
Well, I love working with you.
Well, there you go.
So we're like a match made in heaven.
Right. And we work well together, and we can party together.
Yes.
But I'm not someone you want to marry.
Why?
Because at this stage of my life, I've got some of my friends that are marrying again, and they're middle 70s, late 70s.
Yeah.
And I go, wouldn't you like to have someone in your life? No. I don't want to hear anybody breathing next to me. I don't want somebody saying, are my khakis clean? You wore them last. I don't know. Are you hungry? Which means they want something to eat. I don't want to wait on anybody. No one.
Do you like to cook?
Love to cook.
Do you like to clean?
I love to clean.
You would be perfect.
I know.
You'd be a good catch.
I would be a good catch.
I like to cook, but I don't like to clean.
I love to clean. It's self-gratification.
Cleaning it up after I cook?
Oh, yeah. I love that. And I love a man that cooks. I think the perfect marriage is a man and a woman that enjoy cooking together.
Yeah.
So with my last ex-husband,
yeah.
I said, you know, Stan, I think we need to cook together. He goes, okay. So we made Chex Mix at Christmas.
Oh, that have was ever talent.
Had, oh, yeah. Have you ever had the police come to your home over making checks miss?
No.
No, it didn't happen. So cooking didn't bring us any closer.
No.
No, didn't work at all.
So maybe, why'd the police come?
Well, you know, things got out of hand, you know. He just wanted to put too many nuts in it, and I want pretzels. And we had to have a showdown.
Yeah, you had, throw down after that. No nuts over pretzels. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Pretzel? He picked nuts over pretzels.
Right.
What kind of nuts?
Peanuts.
No way.
And cashews.
If you told me something like pistachios or something, I was thinking like, all right.
Maybe he had a point.
Maybe he was going somewhere with this. But peanuts? That's like the bottom of the barrel.
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't just throw peanuts in there. Were they peanut M&Ms?
No.
Just straight.
But I love peanut M&Ms.
You do?
Yeah, I love.
What's
I
your love favorite them. Flavor? Which one? The yellow?
Isn't it the blue one that makes you horny?
Oh.
Or is it the red one?
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know. Holy cow. What's that?
I think it was.
That was a bale of hay.
A bale of hay.
A whole bale of hay right in the middle of the road.
From Boston, but you know hay.
I knew that. I said, holy hay.
Hey, and let me tell you, I didn't ever know that you were from Boston, but I knew you weren't very Southern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't I've hide been down here for 20 years, so. Did I lose the accent?
No, you haven't even come close.
That's why I say chicken finger. You know, it's not a finger.
Right.
It's a finger.
And I always think that I don't sound that Southern.
Oh, Green said, Randy says green and Mark says green. Does that, the one that makes you a horny one? The green? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to get out more.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of chocolate.
Well, you're the work of the devil.
You know what they say about chocolate?
What?
It gives you the same hormone release as an orgasm. So that's why you never give a woman chocolate on a date for dessert. Because then she's already satisfied.
Well, here's the thing.
So why do that?
I really did not know that. But I guess all these orgasms I've had are the family pack M&Ms.
You're giving away orgasms like it's Mardi Gras.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hear you. You're not shy about giving them one.
Not in the least.
No.
Not in the least.
Oh, that's good. So we got the cops on us. The cops are on us. Let's turn the radar down. Not good for the captain's log. We got to just give it a little, you know,
wouldn't
background.
That be great if we were pulled over?
I keep saying that. Here's my theory. So I have the live on air sign, right?
Right.
It's lit up. No matter what, if I get pulled over, that sign's going on. And I'd say,
right.
He's like, sir, why do you have a sign on? Oh, we're live. We're on my show. Do you think he's going to give me a ticket if I do that? I think that's my ticket out.
The live on air sign. I think the ticket you're going to get is when I tell him I'm not shutting my mouth till I get a pat down.
Yeah, would not
there
go well.
There comes the ticket.
That's a ticket.
And you gotta have an attitude about it.
That could be handcuffs.
Yes, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Oh.
Yeah. I miss the days of handcuffs.
That could be fun. I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And he's in his little cop uniform. And
yes.
Yeah, I'll video it.
I'll let you video it. Yeah. And we'll put it on a CD and sell it to everybody.
That's how we can make our next million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a free CD of me being
a captain,
down.
A cop, and a tramp took a ride.
Right.
Who ends up arrested?
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We make it an attachment to the rum.
That's
so
true.
So not only do you get your fabulous rum, you get the CD.
That's true. That's
you
like,
need me on your planning
that's
team.
That's a giveaway, like an extra giveaway. Yeah.
Yeah. People buy that rum and it'll sit on the shelf. They're going to want to see me pat it down.
Right.
And then once they see me, they'll need the rum to get that out of their mind.
Yeah. They'll have to drink the whole thing and buy another one.
You cannot
unsee this.
You can't unsee it. Yeah.
Not. Well, anyway, guys, if you want to see Janet Williams, hey, I promised him. You made me forget I was supposed to give away tickets. Did you share it?
I did not.
We did. We screwed up the whole thing.
Well, you know, we're so intense when we're together.
Yeah. So, okay, this is how we're going to give away tickets. Guys, if you leave a comment below, I'm going to post a promotional code that you can use. I'll reply to every person with a promo code, all right? You didn't share it. I forgot to give away the giveaway. This whole show has gone to hell in a handbasket.
It has, but when you come to the show, you'll redeem yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, because you want to hear what the tramp's got to say.
The tramp is very funny.
She is funny.
She is hysterical.
Yeah, and she's a good time.
Always.
Always.
And maybe we could maybe you just sign the breasts. Maybe you let him sign your breasts now.
Well, you pointed there, here. They're closer to my knees.
Gotcha. I gotcha. We'll sign those down there. That's good. That's good. All right, guys. Leave a comment or share or whatever you want to do. I'll post a promo code. You get 2 free tickets for tonight's show or Sunday. Either one.
Great.
Because it's tonight and Sunday. Janet Williams, a.k.a. the Tennessee Tramp, my guest on the Captain's Log. This is episode 2. You know episode 1? I mean, this is season 2, episode 2. Did you know season 1 took 13 years to finish?
Really?
I think that's a record.
I think it is too.
Yeah, I think it's a record.
But I think 2 and 2, this is something special.
This
something
is
big is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. You could have a baby on this show. Right now.
Now, that will make me extremely wealthy.
That would be
extremely
special. Wealthy. That would be very special.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you do something? Like lay an egg or something? It's the Captain's Log for after all.
I mean, if I could lay an egg, you know, at this point in my life, I would eat it.
Oh,
and then
you
got the abortion people on you, you know? So, no, I have no eggs. They're gone.
We got nothing. We got nothing.
Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Anyway, we got you on stage at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
honey.
Captain.
Love you. Shake my hand, even though I'm driving. Oh, my God. I have another hand for the steering wheel. I'm okay. This one always stays on the shifter.
Right. You're very safe.
Yes.
Very safe.
We're out, guys. Be good.